Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Hey, Business Platinum Podcast listeners. Going to talk about three ways to jumpstart your digital product business. Now, I know this is for all of you who are listening to this that either only have maybe a half an hour, 30 minutes, or 60 minutes a day that they can dedicate to creating a product. And that could be because you've got a job, you may have two jobs, you may be struggling, everyone's struggling, trying to pay the bills, but you want to find a way out. It could be for those of you who have a business of some other kind. You've got, you're a chiropractor, you're a dentist, you're a lawyer, you're some other type of professional that helps people for a living, but you want to be able to expand your offering from, say, one-on-one services or the traditional business that you're in to start something entirely new. It can be challenging to start and get that first product out the door. So I wanted to go through a really simple three-step system that you can start to use right now, today, to be able to generate a product in just days. And it starts with, and it's very organic, first of all. This is not something where you sit down at a desk with a blank slate and you start writing or you start creating or you start shooting a video right away. This instead occurs from an organic method of how you can help people first and turn that into a product. Okay, so let me start with the first part of this is just to find compelling questions. And your goal here is to find a handful of people that you want to really think of them as your beta customers, your beta test customers. And you want to really work with these people to be able to answer a pressing question or two and help people reach a certain objective in their life that they're searching for. Okay, so where do you find these questions? You can find them on Reddit is a great place to go, and you'll find, so start with a topic that you have some interest around. You know, it could be health and fitness, it could be, personal development, it could be something around finance, it could be something around a hobby that you have, you know, whether it's photography or music. But start with a topic in mind and then go find some subreddits within Reddit and just start monitoring the forums and look for questions that people have some urgency around that come up often and that actually get some engagement, that have a lot of people that are answering them. And the objective here is to start to contribute. What I want you to do is document the question, first of all, and open up an open doc or a Microsoft Word doc, and just note the question and start to develop some responses. So either based on your experience, based on your own knowledge, or based on some rudimentary research that you do, because it's an area of interest, you know, chances are you've got some knowledge there already from reading books or watching videos or actually having lived through the experience, and start to put together a list of actionable responses that would help somebody achieve what they're trying to achieve, that the question indicates, right? So if somebody's trying to reduce stress in their life, if they're trying to improve the quality of their friendships, if someone's trying to improve as a parent, or someone's trying to do a better job of training their dog, right? Any of those questions that come up, find the underlying transformation that they're trying to achieve, and then just start to help them. And your objective in the first place is just to find a handful of those questions and to start documenting results. And you can start to do this real time. You know, Twitter's a great place for this, the X platform, Threads, finding questions, as I mentioned, on Reddit. You can start to contribute to Reddit community as well. You can find them on Quora is another great site for that. You can actually reverse engineer books and articles and blog titles that are popular as well. Because if you start to really look with a critical eye, you'll start to see that a lot of the material that is already created, YouTube videos or articles that are written books that are published to answer very specific questions. And you can always reverse engineer those and find the question that they were designed to answer, right? But it's good on social media because you can start to contribute and you start to help people and identify them and even DM them eventually if they find your, I wouldn't do that right away. I find just basic DMing is basically spam, and I never respond to those, but I will respond to people who have created a relationship online. And so that's what you want to do, is maybe answer some questions, be helpful, ask them some questions, get a bit of a relationship going over a day or two, and then you can DM them, right? And see if there's some other way that you can help them, still very much tilted in favor of helping them, right? Because you want to build that relationship. The objective here is to get a handful of people that you're engaged with and that you have useful questions, that you start to put together some responses. So the second step is really around taking a few of those people, even just one of them to start, and taking them right through the entire cycle, to the point where you can get them to agree that you have helped transition them to the next step. You're looking for a testimony, you're looking for a review, you're looking for a complete enough system. And it doesn't have to be, you know, sometimes it's one answer to a question, sometimes it's three or four steps that you have to take them through. But what you're looking for is to have someone at the end that you've actually helped transition at least partway from where they are today to where they're looking to go. Once you have that, it's magic, because you now have a solution that you can now go and test and apply to other people who are in the same boat, right? And so if you think you already have a solution, by the way, then go and test it, right? So validate it. You don't have to come up with something brand new. If you think you've got a system for stress reduction or weight loss or training a dog or improving your photography, and you're a little bit unsure about releasing it, then go, by all means, find people that are asking those questions and test your method. The whole objective here is just to make sure that you've got a complete enough, and note, I'm not saying perfect, I'm saying complete enough solution to help someone at least partially transition towards the transformation that they are trying to achieve. Because what you're really going to do next is just document it and package it and sell it. Because at the point where you're actually helping a few people, one is a little bit, small of a sample size, I would shoot for 3 to 5. But if you're finding value from 3 to 5 people that are asking a certain question and you're helping them transform to another level, then you've hit gold. And at that point, you can start to package this and introduce it to the market. And you can always, even if it's not perfect, you know, you find out that those 3 to 5 people, maybe it still needs a tweak or two after you release it. There's nothing, you know, this is an iterative process, meaning you can come out with a version one of your course or your ebook or your report or whatever it is that you're going to sell, or your coaching system. You can come out with version one and then, you know, in a month come out with version two. There's nothing stops you from that. What you're looking for is a minimum viable, digital product that you can start with and test the commercial value. So in step one, if we go back and just reiterate this three-step process, in step one, what you're really doing is validating the question, the need, the desire, both validating that it's present and validating the degree at which it's present, right? You're looking for something that's urgent, something that has a lot of interest in it. And then number two, you're looking at the solution. You're validating the solution. Is it actually going to be helpful, and is it going to work enough that someone's going to value it? And you're looking to do that, start with one person, and you're looking to do that eventually with 3 to 5 people. And then finally, step three is the easiest part of all, which is just packaging it. And in that, the only real options that you have to consider there are what format is best for me to package it in, what am I good with, what do my customers want. And eventually, as you get more products, you start to have a product strategy, so that maybe you have a giveaway for lead gen, and you have a low end and you have a higher end ticket product. But really, to begin with, all you're looking for is a sellable concept. And so, you know, this is a completely workable process for someone like you who is already working, you know, already in a business where you have minimal time, or already in a job where you have minimal time, or just somebody who is testing the waters on this and doesn't want to apply, you know, 8-10 hours a day to something that they don't know if it's going to fly. But you can do this easily just in a half an hour to an hour a day if you're pinpoint clear on those three principles. If you're interested in more about how to apply this system and how to actually take it to the next level in terms of, you know, how do you actually create the product? What are the specific examples and techniques that you use to pull out the best topics and then turn those into profitable digital products? What are the platforms you would use? How would you price that product? How would you launch it? And then how would you market it? You can head over to 30dayproductprofit.com. That's our advanced training system. It's, you know, literally just the price of a coffee a day, one-time fee to be able to get this step-by-step video training. And we keep that up to date. And we also have lots of tips, techniques, templates, and strategies from the years that we've operated all of our online digital product businesses, okay? So that's over at 30dayproductprofit.com. Hope to see you there. I hope you found this was useful. Head over to the blog at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. If you have any questions, you can leave them over there and we'll get to you. We'll answer those questions for you. And maybe even in a future episode, we'll include it. Okay, so hope you found this was useful. We'll be back at you very soon. You guys have an awesome day. Bye-bye for now.